Hello, everyone. Good evening. I am coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. I'm Chris Cahill, and you're listening to Psychic Every Day. And I am so excited to be coming to you live tonight on Wednesday, November 6, 2013, with a whole brand new show, a brand new month. And tonight, I get a brand new board op because Mindy is out of town. So I got to meet our brand new person who's here working the boards. And I want to say hi to Jenny. Jenny, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy to meet you tonight. Thank you for being here tonight.
I'm excited to see how your show turns out.
Me too. I'm always excited to see how my show turns out. Thanks. But it's always lots of fun. And I just have so much fun doing this live. It's really a blast. So because it's live, people, you can call in tonight during my show. Once I get to the place where I'll start giving readings at some point during the show, if you keep this number handy, 1-800-893-9562. And when I get to that point, you'll know. But you can just call me up and call in for a reading. I'm a psychic. I'm a full-time professional psychic, a clairvoyant, a healer, teacher, writer, artist, and I have this radio show, which I adore. And every week I come to you with a different topic, some other theme along the lines of energy or being psychic or healing or creating or all the rest of it. And October, for those of you who listen to any of the shows in October, October was a big month. I had 5 shows, and I focused in October on the overall topic of spirit. And so last week's show was called Ghosts and Spirits. That was really fun. I was wearing Day of the Dead makeup, so that was really a blast. And we have that on video. By the way, just to remind you, not only are you listening live at skidrowstudios.com, but you can watch this live at livestream.com. I just reminded myself of that fact. And we also work with, you can listen to this easily on stitcher.com too, using that, you know, if you're listening on your phone or something. So there, and then this is also going to be in the archives. As soon as the show gets posted, it'll be in the archives here and also on iTunes as a podcast. So there's so many ways you can enjoy the show. But getting back to October's shows, there are 5 in the archives from October right now. And they were just really lots of fun. A past life show, the show on spirits and ghosts last week, and all kinds of other stuff. So check it out. Now, November, I've got a brand new overall theme. And the basic overall theme just means like kind of like, what am I focusing everything on for the month? You know, what am I kind of lining my shows up to? And I'm working with this idea of creating a bigger picture, a bigger vision, you know, a larger way of seeing life or yourself or what's possible. And that's actually what clairvoyance is too. And tonight's show is called Clairvoyance, Imagination, and Curiosity. So we're going to get into all of that tonight. Imagination and curiosity are definitely aspects of clairvoyance. And here's a couple things. Now, when I look at the 3 of them, these 3 words or these 3 concepts, these 3 abilities, topics, I'm looking at this is how we create a new world. In order to create anything, you need to be able to create a vision, because nothing happens without a vision. So when you create a vision of what is possible, even if you have no idea how that's going to happen, and you know, you have to work with a lot of trust and faith on this too, but when you start to create a vision of what is possible for you or what you'd like to see, the key is to work with your ability to imagine. And here's a question for you. What do clairvoyance, imagination, and curiosity have to do with creating a new world? Only everything, every single thing. Curiosity asks, I wonder what it would be like to live in a world where people get along with each other. A world at peace. You know, that would be really nice. And imagination gets to work, and all of a sudden, a new vision is formed. An idea, a picture, one of a peaceful world. And that is a clairvoyant picture. That's where clairvoyance comes in. Clairvoyance is the spiritual ability. Clairvoyance does not mean that you have to predict anything or prove it to anybody or, you know, see for other people what they should do. Clairvoyance is seeing energy clearly, and it's also being able to create a vision and a vision for yourself. Clairvoyance is using your imagination in a wonderful way. And when you use this, when you decide to create a vision to imagine a new dream, then you can manifest a new reality. Nothing becomes real until we imagine it into being. That's just how it works. Nothing really gets to be real unless you can have a picture of it. And it's good to be conscious of what you're imagining, because you can imagine something really great and happy and wonderful for yourself, even if you, again, if you don't know how you're going to get it, just imagining that good thing. And then you can also imagine, you know, horrible, terrible things. One of the reasons I hate dystopian novels, movies, and shows. I'm just like, really? Is that the best you can come up with, that everything's going to go to hell and we're all going to, you know, just die in horrible, you know, terrible, violent ways on the planet, and zombies are going to run the whole world? You know, I just hate that stuff. I know some people are amused by it and they like it. But for me, it's like, ew, I don't want that in my head. I don't want to have that picture. I have a different picture, and it's not, you know, like all roses and sunshine and lollipops. It's just simply, it can be more fun. How about if it is? So that's one of my dreams. I'm creating a picture that we have a better way to live together on this planet. So I use my clairvoyance for that. And believe me, it's not a super serious, like it has to be all perfect. It's also fun. It's also a lot of fun. Anything that becomes real is what we can imagine existing. So my question to you is, what would you like to imagine into being? And I have a little song for you here.
Imagine every wheel was free to roam. Imagine if the trees could tell us where to go. Imagine that the sun could fill each lonely heart. Imagine confrontation never got a start. Imagine things were always crystal clear. Imagine if the mind never interfered. Imagine we could fly with broken wings. Imagine if the heart could shed its skin.
That is Xavier Rudd, a song called Creating a Dream from the Spirit Bird album, which is so beautiful. And so anyway, I just had to play that for you. So this is your quest to imagine what you would like to have. And it looks like I have my first caller, and I'm going to give my first reading tonight. You're on the air. Hello there.
Hi.
You're on the air. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Chris. This is Miriam.
Miriam, nice to hear your voice.
I didn't realize I'd get through. I just called in. I was trying to listen on the other end, but haven't had a chance yet. So
wonderful. Well, you are the first person, and so you know what I'm doing tonight, right?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Well, what kind of do you have a comment, or would you like to have a reading?
I would love to have a reading.
Wonderful. Do you have a question?
Regarding this, ever since I've been into the, you know, just kind of aware of energy and being into the meditation and all that, mm-hmm. there's this deep emotion that just kind of runs through me sometimes during the day or sometimes at night. Sometimes it's like just this deep sadness that kind of comes on, or this just natural high. Sometimes it's like this happiness that kind of comes on, and I'm like, what's that? That's weird. I don't know if I'm just more aware of it.
What I see, and this is great, this is actually something that's very common when people start working with energy and grounding and kind of getting in more, you know, working more with their own awareness and consciousness. But I'm going to read it specifically for you. I just have to say, as a teacher, this is pretty normal. And it can go in different directions. Like some days, yes, the sadness, but the picture I see with the sadness and then also with the elation is that you're... it's really cool. The picture is you're holding a rubber band that's been kind of holding your hands together. You know, like when you have a rubber band around your fingers and you're kind of like playing a game with stretching the band out, but you've got it kind of holding your hands together. And the rubber band looks like it represents your energy levels, like your emotions and your ability to stretch. Like to another way to look at it is you're starting to increase the range of tone within yourself. So some of the sadness, what I specifically saw immediately as soon as you said that was that there was a sadness about discovering that there's something you haven't had access to, but it's been there. The sadness is kind of a reconnecting, you know, a memory. It's deep inside of you as a being. It's this memory of a past thing you've been missing. And the rubber band and the stretching just what I see it as is a picture of you starting to increase your range. You're stretching it out where before it felt you were trying to control it. And in order to be safe, you had to kind of shut some things down, you know, or you thought you did when you were younger. Mm-hmm. And now you're at this place where you're saying, oh, when I stretch a little bit like that, I'm still good. I'm still okay. And then you keep pushing it. So what I would say to you is, because this is the special for tonight, not that you have to do anything about this one way or another, but keep going and start to create the new picture for yourself. Even if it makes no sense, create a new vision, new pictures, not what it should be, but what is it you really want? You know, what is it you're really... what would you like to see happen, Miriam? And that's my question to you. And you don't have to answer that. That's just what I see with this reading. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for that.
Good talking to you. And thanks for listening. Have a good night. Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Cahill. You're listening to Psychic Every Day live on SkidRowStudios.com. You can also see us at livestream.com, by the way, and the show is coming to you on November 6th, so it is live tonight, baby. I've got people lining up for readings, which is wonderful, so I'm going to be giving readings tonight about clairvoyance, imagination, and curiosity. And I just have to say one more thing about that song that just played, Xavier Rudd, Creating a Dream. I got to see him live just a few months ago here in Southern California, and it was just so wonderful. And this new album has just recently come out, and it was so beautiful to hear that. So if you ever get a chance to see this guy, go do it. He's amazing. He's just brilliant. And he talks about stuff like healing and dreaming and all the rest of it too. And that's what clairvoyance is, at a level that is the really beautiful spiritual creative level of being a clairvoyant. It's not about having to prove a picture or just walk around seeing for everyone else. It's about creating the image for yourself. And you, being a human being, are already clairvoyant. It is human. It is natural. You've been using it since you were born, by the way. Before then too, but we won't get into that right now. So here's a couple of suggestions. Imagine yourself in a happy relationship. Maybe you already did and you've got that. Imagine living your happiest life, doing the work you love that's meaningful. How about if you imagine having fun just being yourself? How about imagining health and wellness? Not just for you, but for in general, for that to be normal, which this is a big one in the U.S., imagining peace on earth, having peace within, feeling safe and secure. We've got all those things. I'm going to take another caller now. So let's see who's here. You are on the air. Hello.
Chris, it's Karen.
Karen, I knew you'd be either one, two, or three tonight. I knew this was going to be your topic. So tell me,
you're so right.
How are you? And would you like to have a reading?
I'd love to. I'm doing great. I would love to have a reading on the topic.
Wonderful. All right. So just taking a look at what I see coming up for you with this topic tonight. Picture I see, and I have a feeling I've seen something like this for you before because it looks really, it looks a little familiar. And the picture is that you're working with a couple of different tools. One is an Etch-a-Sketch. One is a sketchbook and pencil. And one is something else. It just looks, oh yeah, this is so great. It's a really old-fashioned clay tablet, you know, with a stylus. But the point of all of these things is you're creating different little, you know, marks and lines and drawing things. But what you're also doing is you're working with tools that let you immediately destroy whatever you've just created. So you're not trying to hold on to it. It's a lot of creating and destroying. And for those out there who are not familiar with this tool, Karen very much is. It's about being able to create and destroy, and you get the energy moving and you create more that way. So what I see you doing, Karen, is specifically that. There's a lot of creating and destroying, but it's creating the vision and being less afraid now to destroy. Where in the past you were more afraid of destroying or more hesitant, more resistant to it. And right now there's a lot more of, and at least that looks like partly your next step too, is really giving yourself permission to destroy. But to do it with fun, like in a creative way. Kind of like if you were working on a potter's wheel, another picture that comes up. And, you know, I this is the one class in art school I flunked, okay? Beginning pottery. I'm going to admit it on my radio show years and years ago. Because I hated having to make the thing perfectly symmetrical. It just didn't work for me. And that's the picture, is you're making the you know how you take the ball of clay on a potter's wheel and turn it into like this beautiful whatever, vase or bowl or something. But I see you doing that and then smashing it with your fist and then building it again and then smashing it again, which is one of the most satisfying things about clay, because you can do that. So it looks like it's a lot of creating and destroying for you. It's beautiful. All right.
Excellent.
That's what I see.
Thank
That's like what it looks like you're working here. So thank you. Have a good night, Karen.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Bye. Now, I have another little fun thing here that I want to read to you. This is one of my favorite quotes about imagination and curiosity. And it is from Alice in Wonderland, which you may know already is written by Lewis Carroll. And this is the passage. "I can't believe that," said Alice. "Can't you?" said the Queen in a pitying tone. "Try again, draw a long breath, and shut your eyes." Alice laughed. "There's no use trying," she said. "One can't believe impossible things." "I dare say you haven't had much practice," said the Queen. "When I was your age, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." I think that's just a pretty awesome quote. I don't need to explain it. Next caller, I believe. We have another one here. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Chris. This is Maria from Santa Monica.
Well, hello there, Maria. Nice to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I would love a reading.
Wonderful.
And whatever you see, I'm thrilled to hear it.
Great. Let me just take a look. I'm going to kind of look from the perspective of tonight's topic, but I'm going to see what comes up. I see this picture of you, and immediately it comes up looking like a really magical, whimsical drawing. It's kind of like it's sort of like you're in The Cat in the Hat or some other Dr. Seuss book with this incredible, you know, like the kinds of drawings that go into these landscapes that go on and on. And it's funny that it does come up as a book, like a child's book, but also really for adults. And the picture is that you are in this place of imagining these new kinds of worlds or playing with some new ideas on that level. But it looks like the more you just simply imagine and play with no effort whatsoever, and this is actually what it looks like is your the place you're working right now is working from a place of non-effort, which is where the spirit really works the best. It doesn't work in effort at all. And that's the picture is you're working from this colorful, playful. I also want to say another author who comes up here is Myra Kallman. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
You might want to check her out. She's M-A-I-R-A, Kallman with a K, K-A-L-M-A-N. And she makes these incredibly wonderful illustrations and books. But it's just something about this that looks healing for you. It's this color and playful shapes and images. I see you working with a lot of different geometric shapes, but also kind of design elements. And when I look at that, you as a spirit, what I see is you're starting to kind of put some new things together. And it may not be manifested yet in the body or in a new picture. It could be that you're already working on something that now you're starting to get new kinds of information in. But it does look to me like you as the spirit, you are getting new information for yourself. Like, you know, just like you're accessing some new things. And I see that I'm looking at this big picture, not so much the tiny little details as the bigger thing. And it looks to me like your next step with this, not what you should do, but what it looks like is a nice kind of way to look at the next step, is imagination, like really working your imagination, giving yourself some new influences. So new, you know, whether it's new influences in art or literature or music or people, but something like it's time for some new, influx of new. And that's what it looks like. That's what I'm seeing. New people, too, actually. And it's not like you have to get rid of any of what you had. It just looks like it's about welcoming in like a new level, a new vibration. It looks like you've kind of worked the old vibration and you're ready to add some color. That's what I just keep seeing with that.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Looks like fun.
Thank you. That's something definitely I would love to have in my life is fun.
Well, start creating the pictures because you can. Your spirit knows how to have fun. That's for sure, Maria.
Oh,
I'll tell you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. This is my half-hour little station identification, everybody. I am Chris Cahill. You're listening to Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. We are real radio on the internet. And you're also, if you're listening, you might be watching me at live stream, and I hope you are, because it's really fun. I figured out that if I turn off most of my overhead lights, then my disco ball is more sparkly. I don't know if you can see it at all, but I can, and that really matters to me. I'm having fun with it. And what else? Let's see, a couple things. I have a couple of little announcements. One is I never teach live these days. I just don't have time for it. I have a lot of recordings I do, guided meditations, classes. I have individual students. But I will be teaching one class this fall, winter season. And it's going to be on Sunday, November 17th from 1 till 4. It is called the Gratitude to Greatness Workshop. It's going to be in Atwater Village at Brazilian Yoga and Pilates. I'm teaching it with Liz McDonald, my yo gangsta friend. That's what she calls herself. And we're doing a psychic meditation yoga class about creating with gratitude on that energy level. And it'll be lots of fun. We've done a bunch of these classes and they are always just absolutely enjoyable. So if you want to join this class or learn more about it, you don't need to know anything about meditation or yoga. It's all levels of experience. Go to my website, chriscahill.com, and you'll learn, you know, there's stuff in there in my class section. And also one more thing I want to say is that I also have a new series of meditations called the Chakras. So they're on my website too. All right. I have another caller. We're going to get into it. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Chris. This is Percy from San Francisco.
Hey, Percy. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a comment or would you like a reading tonight?
A reading would be great. I could relate to your first caller who she had mentioned about having these like highs, like these spiritual highs and feeling connected. And so, if it could maybe be along those lines.
Beautiful. I'll definitely look at that. And for you, the picture I see is, this is just what's coming up when I first start looking at you. What was the myth? Was it the myth of Sisyphus rolling the boulder up the hill and then it would come down again, like rolling the rock up the hill and then it's coming back down and having to re-roll it back up again? And that's the picture is with the the emotional stuff, emotional highs, but also the expansion, you know, because you're also, there's an expansion of your spirit definitely work that you're working on right now. But I see this picture of you've been trying for a long time in your life as a being to get the boulder all the way up the hill. It's sort of a, and it doesn't necessarily mean one thing or another. It looks to me like it's been a goal as a being to be able to achieve a certain level of mastery or have a certain level of kind of something. Actually, I keep wanting to say it's kind of like a perfect picture. You know, the things should be this way, or I should be in this place, or I should know this, or I should. And I'm looking at it as it doesn't have to be perfect. Actually, the fact that it keeps rolling down again and then you have to roll it back up is not a failure. It just looks like it's your way of letting go or releasing or completing a cycle. And it looks like right now you're in a place where you've completed a cycle, but you're also still, there's a grieving or mourning process happening with finishing an old time. And it's not that, you know, you're walking around necessarily miserable about it. It's just simply that there is a grieving, a releasing. I see this picture of you kind of releasing different energies that have been kind of trapped or caught inside of you. And now you're getting ready for more. And some of it is, some of what goes with this too, is that it looks like you don't have all your pictures yet for where you want to go. Like you don't have all the, you haven't figured out all the pictures. You don't know what they are yet. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's sort of a time of being in between what was and then the destruction happening and then being able to be in a new place. So it looks like you're in a place where it's a good time to just give yourself permission to not have to be filled, you know, to kind of have some space and be, just to be how you are. So that's just what I'm seeing. And this is, again, you growing on a spiritual level. There's stuff shaking out, and then there's a new level you're working on bringing in, a new kind of experience of yourself. And so even if you don't have the pictures yet, Percy, I would suggest you really give yourself permission to imagine. So there, that's the reading. That's what I see.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for listening and for calling in tonight. Okay, everybody. I'm having fun with this topic. I love clairvoyance. I love imagination, and I love curiosity, and I want to get into that one a little bit too. Now, here's the thing about curiosity. This is how clairvoyance operates. Curiosity is not just the thing that supposedly killed the cat. Curiosity is how you figure things out. It's how artists create. It's how musicians invent. It's how writers write. It's how clairvoyants create pictures. And that would be you. On to my next caller. Writers write. It's how you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Who's this?
My name is Betty.
Did say that again? Did you say Betty?
Ketty? Yes.
And where are you calling from?
Sherman Oaks.
Oh, wonderful. Well, nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Do you have a comment or would you like a reading?
I think I'd like a reading.
Wonderful. And can I just take a look at a general reading of this topic for you?
Okay. Yes, that'd be great.
Okay. And I'm looking at it from the perspective of whatever comes up, clairvoyance, imagination, curiosity.
Okay.
Here's a picture I see of something you're working on now in your life, but you've been looking at going behind this or going around this for a long time. And the energy looks like it's from your childhood. And it looks like in your childhood, there's a certain age or a certain point when you had had access to certain, it's even if you don't have a conscious memory of whatever it was you were seeing, but sort of a certain level of knowing or understanding as a being, color and light and energy and pictures and different things, you know, kind of like being clairvoyant, but also having another understanding of how things really work. And then I see you getting to be a certain age and being trained, whether in school or at home or just in society or all of it, that somehow that wasn't real. Like what was real and what wasn't real. And the way this picture looks is you're sitting in the living room And it looks like your parents' home, and it's everything is sort of somber and a little dark in the picture. And there's this dark curtain that's been put up between you and the past and what you had used to see, you know, how you used to see things. And I see you being told by your mother, okay, now you're old enough to know that that isn't real. And so this is how it is from now on. And I'm not blaming your mom for anything. I'm just saying there's like this energy of, this is the programming that comes in at a certain age where all of a sudden, no, what you thought you knew as a child, that was just imagination. And now this is what's real. And I see you kind of looking at it going, I know it's still behind the curtain. I know it's still behind the curtain. I can't, but every time you would try to tell her or an adult, they'd get upset. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the book, The Little Prince. You ever read that book?
Maybe 100 years ago. If I do, I don't remember it.
Read it again. Because remember what the little prince does? He draws he draws an elephant being eaten by a boa constrictor. And all the adults
back in the archives.
Yeah, and all the adults think it's a picture of a hat. It's very funny, but it's also very sad. And it's this picture of you right now in present time working on releasing certain levels of programming or other people's beliefs about what is real and what is not. I mean, what is real to you and what they say is real. And I'm not trying to make this a war or a fight between you and anybody else. Not at all. It's just simply, it looks like it's about you owning more of a level of knowing of what you know, you see or feel or what is real. It's creating new pictures for yourself. So
yeah,
that's what you're working on as a being. Looks like way more fun, actually. For you to be able to create that.
Yeah, so. Definitely. I really enjoy that part of life, just imagining that there's something bigger out there than all of us, you know?
Yeah, I understand. I totally get that. Well, I say go play with it. Work with it a little bit more because it's more fun for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for listening and for calling. Good night.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. So on to more about our curiosity. You know, the beginning clairvoyants, when they first start being trained how to be clairvoyants, at least this is my recollection of my clairvoyant training years and years ago, it was all about curiosity. It wasn't about judging, you know, like you know, if you go in to look at something or somebody and you're expecting to see something, you go into judgment. You start to judge it because you're expecting. You're expecting it to make sense, or you're expecting it to look a certain way, or you're expecting a certain thing to come about. And instead of expecting, what a clairvoyant does is wonders. A clairvoyant will say, I wonder, or what is that I'm looking at, or how does that, what happens when I do this, when I look at it this way, or I look at it that way? What happens when I put those two energies together, or when I take them apart? What happens when I, and you start, it's like being a true scientist, but not being a scientist. It's being you, the spirit, the being. True scientists are psychics. They're it's not about proving anything or trying to make sense of the whole world. It's about discovering. And a true scientist will also know that, yes, we discovered that one last year, but it might change completely next year because we'll discover something we don't even know exists yet. So every time somebody goes into the whole, well, you know, psychic isn't real because it hasn't been proven. And I just get so offended in a way where I just want to say to them, not offended personally, but what's wrong? What's wrong with your imagination? What's wrong with your curiosity? What's wrong with your ability to see without judgment? You know, that's too bad for you. And I don't go into it. I don't get into arguments with that, with people about that. But really, it is about being able to be curious. And look for yourself. The times you've been curious about things in your own life, rather than insisting they had to be a certain way or assuming that they would be, the times you've given yourself permission to wonder and to really go into that wondering. Those have been some really lucrative times for you. They certainly have for me. Those are the times when you start to create the new pictures. I'll take another caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Christine.
You know, just for a moment there, I was like, I bet this is Christine. And now it is, because I didn't recognize your voice at first. I'm good.
Yeah,
where are you calling? Where are you calling from tonight?
Laurel Canyon. I'm back in California.
Well, right on. Welcome back.
Yeah. So I'm very intrigued with tonight's topic, and I'm finding that creativity and change are becoming very effortless for me. So I would love to see learn more about what you see pertaining to what's happening.
Wonderful. I'd love to look at that.
Thank you.
And so as I look at the picture of the picture I see is, okay, this is past into present, and just a quick little snapshot of the past. The picture is in the past. It was, you were sort of working the energy a little bit like a scale, like Libra the scale balance, sort of a trying to keep everything even keeled and level, but it required a lot of control on your part. It required you to try to control. And it looks like when everything, when a lot of things changed and a lot of, you know, destruction and the changes you've been through and all the stuff you've done this year to get to the place where you're at now, there was a point when the other side of the scale was completely like there, you just stayed on one side and you just felt like you had sunk down. And I see, you know, that's all past time. This is just, you know, old stuff. And then I see this picture in present time with this new level. It's not that you're trying to keep the scales perfectly balanced. It looks like you're working more of a this flow, ebb and flow, back and forth, male, female, give and receive, allowing and, you know, and laughing. There's this picture of you kind of laughing, you know, and giggling like in total wonderment as a being saying, I wonder what's going to be happening next with this. And it's just playful, you know, just in this really playful place. But it's not like it's all sunshine and jolliness every day. The picture is because the ebbing and flowing, there's also going into the watery darkness sometimes and then and then coming back out of that and coming back up. And it's also almost a little bit like a carnival ride sometimes where you go down into that and go, oh, no, I'm going underwater. And then you come up and go, wee, here I come again. And it's really cool. There's this really interesting looking, it looks like the main thing you did for yourself this year was decide to trust and have faith that you'd be safe enough to do this rather than trying to control keeping everything even keeled.
Yeah.
And so you're in a whole different place.
Wonderful. I love it.
Right on, Christine.
I am going to reach out soon. It's so nice to hear your voice again. And,
Reach out. Wonderful. Well, welcome back, and I look forward to catching up. So thank you for calling in tonight and for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Chris.
You too. Everybody, you are listening to Psychic Every Day on SkidRowStudios.com, Real Radio on the internet, and I am Chris Cahill, your host. And I'm here every Wednesday from 7 till 8 Pacific time with another show for you. November shows are going to be a lot about creating new vision, working with a new reality. And then, of course, I will be doing a show toward the end of the month about gratitude and Thanksgiving, because I really love November. It's a couple things happen in November. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. I mean, Day of the Dead is one of the others. So I don't know. What does that tell you? Day of the Dead and Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for the Day of the Dead. But also, November has my birthday, and I'm happy about that. November has a lot of, it's the beginning of party season, and that's always fun. Get to start to, you know, go out and see people that we've all been so busy to, we haven't been able to see each other. Just different things like that. So there'll be a lot going on here over the next month. Also, Skid Row is growing. We have so many more new shows happening. There are new people all the time joining this place. So if you just show up and listen to my show, I am really happy and grateful. Thank you for doing that. But you might want to check out some of the other shows here, because there's some wonderful ones. So I'm happy to be part of a station, a group of really talented people that are just pretty amazing. And I want to say thank you to Skid Row. Curiosity, people, curiosity. I'm curious. Are you curious? Oh, first of all, I'm curious about whether or not you'd like to have a reading, because if you would, you still have time. I am giving more readings tonight. My number is 1-800-893-9562, and you still have about 15 minutes to get in and get a reading, but please don't wait till the last minute. And, you know, if you wait till the last 2 minutes, I can't do anything for you, so I'm going to nag you a little bit. Call me up. Now, getting back to curiosity and scientific proof, okay, If you need to have scientific proof for everything before you'll dare to dream of the possibilities, you're giving up your right to dream. You're giving up your right to dream to other people and who have already created a dream and that they've decided is real. And so they've decided, well, here, we've scientifically proven this, this, and this. And so your dream isn't real because ours is real because we proved it. And it's so funny to me that we still do this, that people still take other people's information as being what's real. And that's just not how it is. We see it changing. Right now, what is considered real, I look at it a little bit with a cynical eye, for example, people who use scientific proofs to say, well, actually, we really don't have any such thing as climate change. And just, I look at them and go, are you kidding me? You know, that might be a dream you're dreaming, but that one's not real. That's just, there is something we have to look at. So there are things that where science does help very, very much. I'm not anti-science whatsoever or anti-intellectual. But when you allow somebody else's information to be the thing that's true for you, then you forget that you have just as much power to create. One person with a strong vision and the power to kind of own that vision and work it and create it and dream it changes the world. And you can look at all the people in history who have changed the world with their vision. And then there's so many more that many of us don't know the names of. We've never met, but they've helped create the world that we have. So my question to you is, what kind of dream are you dreaming to help create the kind of world you want to live in? What sort of curiosity do you have about what that could be? I have another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I was hoping that you could give me a reading. I'm like just going through something really weird when I try and meditate. Mm-hmm. Like this fear happens, and it's like panic, and it just feels like there's like something that's like trying to stop me from doing what I'm supposed to do next.
Excellent. And Lisa, where are you calling from?
New York City.
Wonderful. So glad you're listening and called in. First and foremost, I have to tell you, even before I get into the reading part of it, as the teacher, that energy that's trying to stop you is not your energy. And when you start to meditate, you are in a place, a good place in meditation, where you can start to let the energy go. And even though it might feel like a failure because the energy is like, you know, getting in your way, there's resistance, there's fear, all that stuff. Actually, you're in a really powerful position because you're in a place where you're getting close to something that isn't you, that's been getting in your way, that you are now getting ready to go, to let go of. And do you know how to ground?
A little bit.
Okay. If you don't, go to my website and you can download a free grounding meditation and practice that when you meditate. Now, what I'm going to do is go in and give you the reading too, but what I'm going to tell you is the teacher is, go get a tool. Get a tool that helps you clear out the fear and let go of that energy. Because you're hitting something that just, it's not you at all. But I'm going to take a look at it if you'd like that.
That'd be great.
The picture I see is there's this energy that looks very male, and it's not that it's necessarily just one particular male, but what I see is it looks like it's an energy that has been there for a long time. And it's sort of a little bit angry, too. It's an energy that just wants you to hold on to it, kind of to give up space to this, I'm not blaming any other person, but I'm looking at it sort of as the rules about being female and the rules about being male, and that as a female, there's this rule that somehow you're not supposed to have as much strength as the male. And it's not a truth. It's just simply a fear. There's a fear that if you step past this boundary, then somehow you'll overcome somebody else's energy or you'll be more than. It doesn't look like your fear, even if you're feeling it. You know, you could feel a fear and it can have nothing to do with you. It's somebody else's problem, but you've taken it on. And you're like, oh my God, what am I afraid of? And it looks like what you've been afraid of personally is just that somehow you'll get annihilated or hurt if you mess with this, which is not I don't see that happening. I just see that there's the fear that you can't let this go, that someone wants you to hold on to it. And of course, what you want to do, there's this whole bunch of stuff lined up. I mean, it's really funny because the picture is, it's like you're getting ready to run a marathon in your life, a good one. Like, you know, just, it sort of reminds me of sort of a fun obstacle course where it's really about a treasure hunt and finding new things for yourself. And you've got all this lined up as a being, but there's this fear or this problem that's been in your space that you've been not able to solve. And the great thing about a problem you can't solve is you know for sure it is not your problem. It is something just to let go of. So when I look at you letting this go, it looks like first and foremost, if you can step out of being responsible for the fear, you know what I mean? Like, stop trying to heal it, stop trying to make it make sense, and instead get to the place where you find some neutrality with the fear. In other words, you might say, rather than judge yourself for it, you could say, okay, well, there it is again. All right. Hey, welcome. Come on in. What do you want? What can I do for you? What is it today? What's on the menu? And start talking to it. And then get that grounding tool and start releasing it. Because the more you resist it or that you fear it back, the more it's going to stick. I don't see this being a problem you have to solve. I see just it, you're in a place where you're going to move past this. You're going to start to let it go more and more. And you'll get through it. And you'll be into another level where you go, oh, now I'm hitting the next thing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how it is, though. It's like you peel away another layer, you know, and there's the next thing. So not to be afraid of that, but it's just simply, yeah, that's how it is. You're gonna keep growing. And then, but as you get stronger, it'll be less difficult to hold you back because you'll be more determined. So keep your determination going too here.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. That just really hit so on point. I think I know what's going on now.
All right. Well, good. You're very welcome. Go get that meditation. It's okay. Simple. You can simply download it and you'll be able to use it.
Okay.
All right.
So
thank you. Bye. Bye, Lisa. I'm having so much fun and my show is almost over tonight, but I got to tell you, I always have more to say. So I'm going to be yapping into your ear for the next 7 minutes or so, but it's really been fun. So I was talking about one person with a strong vision can change the world. And that is just one of the most wonderful things you can do for others. And if you're one of those healers out there who really wants to change the world and help create a more wonderful place to live and a place where, you know, that you can imagine now, it is important that you continue to imagine, that you keep creating your vision, you keep dreaming, keep doing that. And don't get into the place where you just start to go down and into the, you know, disintegrate into a whole negative state of, oh, it'll never happen. One of the greatest things about what we're living in right now, I live in the United States, so I can speak for here, but it is happening all over the world, is that the old dreams are destroying. They're falling apart. The old ways of doing things. The American dream hit the skids a few years ago, people. You might as well say goodbye to it. But what if the new American dream is better? What if the new American dream doesn't include really unconscious, over-the-top, overconsumption? What if it has more to do with community and kindness and people being nice to each other and everybody getting free health care and college education? Those are some of my dreams, and I'm holding on to them. What if the new American dream is something that is really fun, not about having to keep up with your neighbors, but that you work with your neighbors? So that's kind of a whole different level. That's why the old American dream had to go bye-bye. We couldn't sustain it anymore, and we couldn't grow continuing to keep working away at that picture. So the new pictures are more about the world, not just about us, not just about how much can I buy, how much can I collect, how much can I, you know, make my thing the most important thing. How about if your thing that's the most important thing for you is your own energy, your own spirit, and what's really fun for you? And how about if you don't have to work a 60, 70, or 80 hour week just to get by, or, you know, to buy all the stuff? How about if you get to really enjoy more of what it is? You know, what about, aren't you curious as to know what that would feel like? Because that's the other thing here. Curiosity will help you with what would it feel like? What would it look like? How would it be if I could live like that and if we all did? I went to a play about a month or so ago with a friend, and I was waiting for her in the lobby, and everybody was starting to collect before the play, and people were talking, and I don't know what it was, but some gentleman said something to me, some older man, about, and we started talking about politics, but it was very friendly. And then somebody else said, oh, and he brings up Wendy Davis, who's running for governor in Texas. Not only is she a Democrat, but she's a woman. And I said, yeah, watch that one, because that's going to go really well. I just know it. I just feel it. And somebody else there said, oh, no, that'll never happen. They'll never. And what's really funny is when you look clairvoyantly at the energy and how the energy is changing in this country and all over the place, you can see that actually there is a new level coming in. And people who are creating a new picture and bringing a new picture are starting to rise. And I see the new picture that's really rising right now as being a pretty happy one, a kinder picture. So there is that happening. So if you've been getting yourself stuck in negative, you know, what is negative, or you're getting caught kind of in the doldrums about it, it's time for you to turn on that ability you have within you, within your spirit, that clairvoyant ability, the ability to use your imagination and your curiosity and step out of judgment and start looking at the possibilities, creating a new dream. There's a really wonderful book. I've probably mentioned it before on this show, but it's just really touched me, and I read it recently. It's called The World Is As You Dream It by John Perkins. And it's just wonderful. He talks a lot about the, you know, different ways of dreaming that people, indigenous peoples around the world, use to dream what exists and what happens. And you dream already when you sleep at night. You have dreams, and you've dreamed wonderful things. What if you took that awareness, that ability to dream, that ability to be curious about what could be, to imagine, and you started to create a new vision, and you gave yourself permission to start playing with it? Hey, that's why Pinterest exists, people. Get on Pinterest, create a new picture. But it's more than that. It's about that. That's clairvoyance. Pinterest is clairvoyant. Vision boards are clairvoyant. Being able to see your own spirit and pictures of how you want things to be, that's clairvoyant. So clairvoyance, imagination, and curiosity, I'm focusing it tonight in the direction of creating a new picture and a new dream. And I want you to notice that it's something you've already done in your lifetime. And it might be time to do it consciously and start to create the dreams and the pictures, you know, to have the imagination working in the direction of what you do want, instead of the fear or the worrying about what you don't want, that thing might happen. So that is what I'll leave you with this week. I just want to say, hey, for this week, why don't you give yourself permission? Start playing with your imagination in some really positive, beautiful ways. And when you notice people around you or yourself going into the negative imagination, pull yourself back. Turn off that zombie show. Start working from what's fun, what's playful. All right. Thank you all for listening. Thank you so much, Jenny. It was so lovely to have you here. And Skid Row, again, thank you. Just want to mention that I send out a newsletter every week. It's free. And if you want to sign up for my newsletter, you'll get the news about what's happening with my show that week and some different articles I write and different things like that. So go to my website, chriscahill.com, and there's a sign up on the front. And you can also check out my website while you're at it. My blog is psychiceveryday.com. My podcast, Psychic Every Day, is on iTunes. It's a free downloadable podcast. You can subscribe to it. And let's see, what else? Oh, yes, find the archives here just at Skid Row Studios. But also, you can find archived video. We have a lot of it at Livestream and also here on Skid Row's website, too. So I will be back next week with another show about vision and clairvoyance and all the rest of it. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and dream big.